Hello everyone, welcome to 10 Minutes, 12 Weeks to a New View of Life. This is episode number 6. In episode number 5, we began a 4-week focus on You Are Enough. This topic is fundamental and so important that I promise you, if you do these 4 weeks of learning to change the way you think about yourself, you will be experiencing a different life. A few housekeeping reminders. This is a religion-neutral zone, meaning that all religions are welcomed here or none. Number 2, everything you hear or read is proprietary information and copyrighted. Nothing may be reproduced without expressed written consent. Number 3, you must get a journal and start using it daily. Use it to take notes, communicate with yourself, ask questions, and write down feedback. And number 4, all your questions or comments can be directed to me at coach@appliedspirituality.com. Now let's get started. Message number 6, you are more than enough, treasuring yourself. So pervasive in our culture is the notion that being selfish is a bad thing, that it has caused us to relegate our personal needs, wants, and desires to the last place. The translation of this is a lot of people doing a lot of things for all the wrong reasons, which can only result in resentment. We're not promoting the idea that you are more important than anyone or anything else. What we are saying is that you are of equal importance. I know when I was a young mother, I had the idea that my kids' needs, wants, and desires came before my own. What resulted from that misperception was an empty tank. One day, I absolutely couldn't show up for the game. I was empty, depleted, and spiritually bankrupt. You cannot give from an empty basket. When you decide to choose you, when you have made that solemn oath to love yourself, honor and cherish you, what you have promised is to bring yourself into every consideration equation in equal measure with everyone else. You have promised yourself that you will acknowledge your own needs, wants, and desires before you jump in and make a decision on anything. You are loving yourself enough to say, I honor me as well as I honor you. We have been conditioned to believe that it is noble to be self-sacrificing. Well, it's not. When you leave yourself out of the equation of love, you discount your divine contribution to the whole. In fact, you are cheating the rest of us of the gift of you. So it's a big fat lie that selfishness is bad. It's a big fat lie that being self-sacrificing is good. It is not. This is of the utmost importance to your healthy life experience and to our experience of you. So the bottom line is, if you win, we win. If you're full, the whole is blessed. If it is good for you, then it is good for the whole. The idea of win-win is the truth of all being. Think about it this way. You're an instrument in an orchestra. Say you're the oboe or the bassoon. Maybe you're a French horn. The orchestra has all the other instruments. It has a piece of music to play who had a composer, and it also has a conductor. The idea of the whole orchestra, the whole of it, is to play that music as beautifully as it is possibly can. However, the composer and the conductor are at the mercy of each individual instrument. How well each instrument is played is up to that instrument. If he or she has practiced and learned the piece, the music will be passable. But if the individual instruments are not only being played skillfully, but also with soul, the music will turn into something that will transcend the mind and pierce the heart. As the individual matters to the orchestra, so do you matter to the whole of mankind, and I am not overstating this. So the quality of you is what we are focused on, and the quality of you is only as good as the focus you have, and the focus you have is only as good as the love and commitment you have to the value of yourself. Stated another way, if you value you and what gifts and talents you bring to the world, then you treat yourself as if you were a treasure. You feed yourself well in all things: music, books, friends, food, and experience. You give yourself what you need to support bringing your beautiful self to the world. Only you can do this for yourself, and it takes loving yourself as much as you love everyone else. In Mark 12, verse 28, I'm going to quote from that. I don't usually quote scripture, but this is a pretty good one. In verse 31, Jesus responds that the second most important commandment is, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. There's no other commandment greater than this. Well, there it is. When we don't love ourselves, we cannot love our neighbor. And this is exactly what's being reflected in the world today. How can you possibly love a Democrat or a Republican if you don't love yourself? How can you love your enemy if you don't love yourself? How can you love the guy that just cut you off on the freeway if you don't love yourself? How can you love your children if you don't love yourself? How can you love your spouse if you don't love yourself? The other aspect of win-win as the truth of all being is this means that in alignment with source energy, with God, is the reality of oneness, the fullness of all things good. Win-win in alignment with source means that everything I want is never at the expense of anything you want. Source can and does fulfill every need, want, and desire of every living thing on the planet simultaneously. It's infinite. Which means not only are you enough and I'm enough, but there is enough of everything. In order to realize this in our lives, however, and in our physical world, we must come into alignment with ourself, our God mind, which is anchored in source energy and well-being and the fullness of all things good. You cannot come into alignment with self if you're dissing yourself, criticizing your neighbor, worrying about your health, complaining about the government, noticing all the negatives. Your focus, which you have complete and sovereign control over, has got to be placed deliberately and continually on things that are pleasing and delightful to you. In other words, you have to know what makes you happy and feel fulfilled and give it to yourself. And then you have to love yourself enough to allow yourself to have these good feelings and these lovely experiences. You have to love yourself enough to allow yourself to do your music, draw your pictures, play baseball, dance the tango, eat beautiful food. In short, allow yourself to enjoy your life as you define enjoyment. The true nature of you is source energy, which is pure freedom and pure joy. When you are aligning with that, your true self, you are fulfilling your mission on earth, which is to be joyful. And if you don't love yourself, value and appreciate you, you as source energy in the flesh, then you're one miserable and everyone around you is as well. Then you're part of the problem and no part of the solution. So this week we're going to work on giving you the feeling of joy, getting in touch with your joyful spirit so you can add that experientially to all the things you love about yourself. Homework. We're continuing with last week's homework, so get that journal. The process is 6 parts. Step one is to make a commitment of love to yourself. Choose you. Step 2, set a new intention to accept the allness of you. the beauty and goodness of you, the brilliance of you, the wisdom of you, the divinity of you, the uniqueness of you, and you will love, honor, cherish, and value it as a pearl beyond price, like you would your child or your pet. Number three, you're going to post number one and number two in visible places to remind yourself to deliberately choose new thoughts. Number four, throughout your day, pay attention to every single time you disrespect yourself. Then do the following. Stop. Number two, breathe in life. Relax your whole being and say, you know, I'm the fullness of Source itself here in this physical body. What I am is good. I am enough. I am plenty. Now, with this good feeling about yourself, look into a mirror, give yourself the biggest smile, wink, and blow yourself a kiss. Before you take your eyes away, look into those beautiful eyes and say, you know what? I love you. Say your name. You're gorgeous. Number five, and then, of course, reward yourself with 25 cents into a jar for your awareness and inner shift. Number five, make lists of all the things you really admire and love and respect and cherish and adore and find charming about yourself. Keep making those lists. Number six, take these lists into your bathroom breaks with you, in your bathroom breathing breaks, where you will bring yourself back into alignment with Source, Self. On the in-breath, you breathe in life, relax, say your new thoughts about yourself, being enough, worthy, deserving, precious, important to the whole, and then read your list as proof positive. And then, this week, we're adding number seven. Thou shalt not speak if it's not good. It's attitude adjustment week, folks. People say attitude is everything, and that's absolutely true. Because whatever attitude you have is the attitude that you vibrate out to the big you, which matches it with more of the same. So when you're a doomsayer, criticizing everything, hating yourself, expecting the worst happens because the universe is matching you vibe for vibe. This week we're going to pay close attention to how we're speaking. Remember when your mother said, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all? Well, that's the work for this week. Now we're adding this one to the six. You are prohibited from saying anything negative. Anything. You, of course, will think these things, but this week they cannot come out of your mouth into words. This includes name-calling, gossip of any kind, including celebrities or famous people, and, of course, friends and relatives, and most especially you. You can't speak negative thoughts at all. You cannot tell a sad story. You cannot elaborate on your illness. You may write these things in your journal if you need to vent or work something out, but you may not speak them. We're sensitizing you to your own default, unconscious habit of negative thinking and how much time and focus and therefore source energy is spent looking at what's lacking and wrong rather than what is full and good. Questions and or comments may be sent to me at coach@appliedspirituality.com. I'm inviting you to our Sunday evening ongoing life transformation coaching calls. Register yourself at appliedspirituality.com/coaching. We'll be glad to have you join us. And I'm reminded to tell you from my non-physical friends, you have nothing to fear, you have nothing to worry about, and you are loved beyond measure. Until next week, this is Kathy Kirk from Applied Spirituality. Thank you for being here.